League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in and thanks for joining us. It's the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday as we have been rolling around. Rolling along, I should say, as we bounce around.
I have not been rolling around with you, sir.
Well, you're out of the mud.
So. The lawnmower's not. Everything else is.
Now that you got your lawnmower and car out of the
mud. It's called a come of long. Oh, my God, I hate you. Get out of here. I thought you were leaving, you dick.
Now that you're come of long.
It just went from bad to worse in that couple of
some
segments.
Some people say don't drag your D in the dirt, and others just put their come along in the mud.
I should have just stuck with get along. It was so much easier. Shut up, Troy. I know you're laughing in your car right now, you jerk. Somebody texted and said that last segment, that was the dumbest thing I've ever said. Okay, well, that's your opinion.
You expected that.
Yeah. I'm surprised there wasn't more, but whatever.
Yep. You know what? And sometimes you just never know. That's what I was trying to say. I mean, you think you know people? And then something triggers something that you never would have expected.
Yeah.
So, there you have that. We talked a little bit about the Rockets. Rockets with a big win against Golden State. They're on the floor tonight in the Toyota Center to take on the Atlanta Hawks. Harden still up in the air whether he plays or not. It's the Hawks. If you play as well as you did against Golden State, I would rest him until you know he's healthy because he's just far too valuable to be screwing around with.
I mean, I think I saw on the matchup predictor they had a 107% chance of winning. It's not even possible, but it's pretty high. It's like 87%. Like, this is a can't-lose game for the Rockets.
Right, but people in the Bay Area would have told you that was the exact same thing for the Warriors Saturday night. I think so.
I think you more could have said that maybe about that Lakers game with the Rockets as a can't-lose
shoe's on the other foot. You go in as the heavy underdog in Golden State and you win. Now you're going to be the heavy favorite even without Harden. Don't blow it and lose. You already gave away that Laker game you mentioned when you should have won.
Yeah.
And you still need all these wins because you're trying to make up ground in the West to get a home court in the first round.
I mean, this is a 20-win Atlanta Hawks team. Do you know how many sub-20-win teams there are in the Western Conference? One. The Phoenix Suns have won 11 games. The Memphis Grizzlies are second to last in the West and have 23 wins.
Wow, Phoenix has lost that.
They have won 11 games, Phoenix has. They are 11-50.
Wow.
So you're talking about the
Hawks.
Well,
but here's the thing. If you find
this is not a good basket. If they were in the West, they would be at the very bottom.
But you know what they do? They get up and down the floor, and Trae Young and those guys shoot up a lot. They like that style of that fast-paced style of play. So it plays right into the Rockets the way they're going to play.
But they're also the worst defensive team in the East.
Okay, remember how...
Defensively, they're garbage.
Just don't give me all of the Warriors quotes after Saturday night's game and just insert Rocket's name next to him.
Well, they got off to a good start. Well, dag nabbit, we just couldn't get our come-of-long going.
We probably didn't show up and expect the fight we got, and by the time we got going, it was too late.
Hawks are scoring 111 a game, so they can put it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Giving up almost 119 a game. That's most in the NBA. Like, no one is giving up. The second is the Phoenix Suns are giving up 116 a game. Yeah. So,
they love to score. But, yeah, they can't stop anybody. But, in a lot of cases, the Rockets haven't stopped a whole lot of people either.
It's not going to. Yeah, you're getting no argument from me there.
Although, like you said, if you can put Fareed and Capella on the back end and they can clean the glass like they've been doing, or they did Saturday night anyway, because Capella's getting more comfortable, now you've got that back line of the defense that you haven't had for so long when he's been out.
Here's an interesting question for you. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is giving up more points in the game, Spurs or Rockets?
God, By the way, the Spurs losing to the Knicks is an embarrassment.
Yeah, it was. It totally was.
I would say you're tricking me.
I am tricking
you. Yes. I would
Spurs say, are giving up more. Yeah, which you would never guess that. Me.
Not a Greg Popovich coach.
No. Team. They're giving up 111.8. Rockets giving up 111.1. So it ain't much.
Still.
Yeah. I mean, even the fact that they would be even money, if they were both right. giving up 111 a game, that would surprise you. Yeah, but who do you think is giving up more points? Here you go. Thunder or Rockets?
I would say that the Rockets have.
That's right. Okay. I'm trying to keep this level so you balancing can't figure it. This out,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Who's giving up more points a game, the Blazers or the Rockets?
The Rockets again.
Correct.
Okay.
Who's giving up more points, the Warriors or the Rockets?
The Warriors score a lot, too. So I will say the Warriors.
They are giving up more points a game.
Isn't the Warriors
are? Yeah. 112 a game versus 111 for the Rockets. So it's weird. The Rockets do play. I mean, the whole point of all this is they actually play decent defense. They're not the worst defensive team in the league. They're not the best. They're literally right in the middle at 111 a game.
And I got them all right, so you take your little get-along and get out of here.
You did well. You might actually know a little bit about basketball.
No,
look at you.
Stop it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Here they come.
Oh, this is one of those haters from this weekend that couldn't. I'll tell you when we get to it. Okay. Let's take Clarence's call because we talked about the kneeling and so forth earlier.
The Ole Miss situation. Clarence, yeah. What's up, man?
What up, guys? How's it going?
What's good, up, buddy? How are you?
It's funny. I was just like Barry was. I knew the Texas was going to come in about not agreeing with your take on what's going on, but you are absolutely right. And the hypocrisy I find about it is, everyone wants to believe in the right of free speech until you're speaking about something someone doesn't like.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
Like the guys are kneeling for a reason. They don't agree with the white supremacists coming on their campus, and they kneeled for that reason. So they're not kneeling to disrespect the military. They're not kneeling to disrespect the flag. It is their free speech. It is their God-given right in a free country to say, if I want to get down on one knee because I don't agree with the type of hate and discriminatory actions that you're taking, guess what? You can do that because you earned it right since you were born and you're living in this country. And I don't get why some people don't understand that, why some people are pure hypocrites about it.
Appreciate the call, Clarence.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we can rehash it 1,000 times, but I tend to agree with you, Clarence. People have the right to do what they want. People have the right to say dumb stuff.
Well, just take it a step further, Barry. The people that have the right to be white supremacists and go on campus and do and say what they're doing,
yeah,
is just exactly the same way the players have the right.
I don't know.
To make a statement.
I don't believe freedom of speech doesn't cover hate speech. I don't believe. I could be wrong about that. Maybe it does. If I'm mistaking, I know it doesn't cover. Can't go into a crowded environment and yell fire in a movie theater. Maybe it does cover hate speech. I don't know. It shouldn't, but maybe it does.
All right, Clarence, we appreciate the call.
Yeah.
You want to squeeze KJ in here?
Yeah.
KJ?
KJ wants to
come
talk
on
about
in, man.
Barry's mower stuck and the Rockets. What's up, KJ?
What's up? Hi, Joe.
Hi, KJ.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who this dude is.
Yeah.
I don't know who this other dude is.
This is hating ass KJ. That's who this is. This is old
no, I'm talking
ass
you. I don't know
Kevin.
You know the old saying, man. You ain't supposed to change, man. A comedian can't even take a joke.
Bro, it's because.
Anyway, let me
you,
go to
no,
my Rockets
no,
first.
No, no, you brought it up. Turn it down.
What
turn
happened?
Turn it down.
What
no,
happened?
Let me tell you exactly what happened. We didn't hang up on you, KJ, but I'm going to get my words in, too. So every time I post on Facebook, KJ is right there giving me grief. Every time. Which most times is fine. But then he starts like, oh, you should have just pushed it out. I'm like, bro, it's stuck in mud. I can't even get, like, I'm sinking in the mud, but he just won't let it go. He's like, oh, I've done it 1,000 times. You should have pushed it out. I'm like, bro, I couldn't. I just told you guys the story about how I pulled it out of the front ditch. It was impossible. But he doesn't know any of that. He's just like, nah, nah, nah. And then I'm like, all right, whatever, bro. You're just hating ass Kevin. Oh, you can't take a joke. No. All right, you can turn him off now. I had to get my words in because I know he would have cut me off. That's how you were. That's what happened, Kevin.
So like I was saying, I kind of put my Rockets on first. Okay, and the thing about the Rockets this past weekend was that he, you know, I kind of figured they would beat the, I figured they would lose to the Warriors, so I guess that kind of, it kind of washed itself out because they should have beat the Lakers again. I think if they'd beat the Lakers, they wouldn't have beat the Warriors. But hey, they got the win. That was, hopefully that will turn them back into what they should have been able to do throughout the season if they had been healthy. Now, let me get to this. I asked you a question on that. Do you have rubber boots?
No, I don't have rubber boots.
Okay, so stop right there. That's probably right there. You're a rookie. The first thing I said was rookie mistake because a rookie would know, okay, you got to put your boots on, pull that little
I know what tab you're talking about. Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I've gotten this thing unstuck 1,000 times.
Pull your bootstraps up.
And by the way, I do have boots. They're not rubber boots. Those are for girls. I have some Wolverine steel toe waterproof boots. But go ahead. You got rubber boots on.
So my whole point is
like
that
the, Morgan Salt chick.
You brag on being such a you make Joan and Nick listen to all your lawn care expertise, and you can't even get the lawn. But I told him if I was if you live close,
man, hang up on Kevin. I'm tired of hearing this. I already heard all this on my Facebook, and it don't change anything. You're hating ass Kevin. That's what you
Here's my question. Like, bro, if KJ was so
this
engaged,
has been stuck a million times. And this is the first time that I was unable to get up because it sunk in the mud. This is like quicksand. I've never seen anything like it. Get out of here.
If KJ's so engaged, hey, why isn't the Kevin. First tweet, Barry, can I help? I've been through this situation before. I can help you out.
All he wanted to do was clown on me and tell me what I did wrong, having no idea that he was what happened. He wasn't even there. Couldn't even tell. No, bye. Don't need that. First of all, I didn't post this so you could be hating ass Kevin. I posted it so everyone would get a good chuckle out of it. And then here they come. Few people got to be haters and be, you know.
I saw you. You went at a few people.
I mean, Kevin, I was just messing
with.
Right,
you know him.
Yeah, KJ's my guy. Yeah. I'm really not upset with it. I mean, a little bit, but whatever. I've just blocked him
on
Facebook.
At the end of the day, KJ just wants to make sure you have your rubbers and
man,
you use them.
KJ is one of those guys that no matter if you like, are just like, man, I've just been out here fighting mud, trying to get my stuff unstuck. I just need a break. He's not going to let go. He's not going to let up. He's like, no, you don't get no break. I'm gonna tease you and make fun of you until you cry muddy tears. That's what I'm going to do. That's what he did. Hating ass Kevin. That's what he was.
Hey, man.
Man.
He's got...
You know what? It makes me not want to share that stuff.
Oh, stop it.
No, it does.
That's what we always say. You can't have a few detractors that take away the enjoyment of a whole bunch of other people that
I
found it for what it was.
If I share, I'm going to have hating ass Kevin coming on.
Nick and I were ecstatic because they took Lawn Talk to Twitter, got it away from us, so we have to deal with this crap.
Yeah, and what was that remark about? I made y'all suffer through Lawn Talk. That's the listeners
right
that bring that. Shut up. The listeners bring that up, not me.
Well, right, so blame them too. And then you guys can have your own little forum and help group and make a Facebook page out of it. And then maybe basically they'll come help and be quicker to do it than the neighbors you pissed off in the first place.
By the way, Jesse Saldana, he should have started the tweet with, "Shut up, Kevin." But it says, how is Barry going to push a mower out of mud when he hurt his back putting a cup on the roof of his car? You shut up too, hating ass Jesse. I got hating ass Kevin. God, I got all these haters.
That's right.
It's horrible.
Just shows you've made it.
Oh.
All right, we're going to continue to roll. Final hour of the show. If you want to get in here, see if you... We don't have to get into any more Lawn Talk, but you can get in here and talk about something else. HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep in the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday from the Gal Media Studios. And you know how we like to do it for all of you suspects, at least the majority of them, who we love and appreciate. And you know, always have that 5%. But we always like to give back to you guys for being such great and loyal listeners. And here's another chance to do that, because ESPN 97.5 is here to give you a pre-screening access to Netflix's new film, Triple Frontier. A group of former Special Force ops reunite to plan a heist in a populated border zone of South America. For the first time in their careers, these heroes undertake this dangerous mission for themselves instead of their country. Caller 13 right now, 713-780-3776. Caller 13, 713-780-ESPN. You get two seats at a pre-screening of Triple Frontier starring Ben Affleck, March the 4th at Studio Movie Grill in City Center at 7 o'clock. Good luck.
Good luck. What'd you say, caller number what?
13.
Why'd you do 13?
I don't know. Why not? Radu's out there. Do something.
Oh, you should have done, if it's Radu, you should have done 53.
Yeah, but I don't want to be too mean. That would be your job.
Okay.
And you should have just jumped in and said that.
That's true.
See, you could have taken the bull by the horn, sir. Instead of the tractor by the mud.
See, look, KJ won't leave me alone.
Well, oh, my God. Wait, you were expecting to leave you alone?
No.
He hits you on Facebook. He hits you on Twitter. He's relentless.
He said, please unblock me on Facebook. Dummy, I didn't block you. I mean, I should. I totally should. But I didn't. I want to. I did mute some dude, D something carcass. I muted him. He was getting on my nerves.
He's gone at me before.
He's gone at me.
It's not even that. He's just like if you're not going to be funny or entertaining.
He stalked my sister.
See, I would have muted
him. That's where I cut it off.
Well, oh, you know, it's because today when you and I were talking about the Thunder, he goes, hey, save it for 1 o'clock. It's like, all right, I'm done with this. I don't want to see that anymore. I didn't block him. So he can still follow me. I just don't want to see his tweets.
There's the other thing.
Maybe one day I'll unmute
him. We talk about filters, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing people don't get is we have memories. We have long memories sometimes when people piss us off. So the fact that, you know, you piss us off to a certain very high level one day and the next day be like, we're best friends, it ain't like that.
You get upset about that?
You know that there are days that I'm like, okay, this a-hole just decided to go there. But then today we're like, hey, Joel, check out what the Rockets did last night. Shut the hell up.
It does remind me of a guy we met at because I'm usually, I mean, I don't, I play like stuff bothers me. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends. Also, if I'm in a bad mood or a good mood. I'm usually in a good mood, but sometimes I'm in a bad mood and stuff rubs me the wrong way. But this one guy came up to us at Nick's place during the show, and he goes, hey, man, do you remember this text and this text and this text when you got all mad? I was like, yeah, I do. He's like, that was me. Love the show. I'm like, kiss my ass. Get out of here. I hate you. Like, you're an a-hole. Why? Go.
He wanted to claim the fact that he made you
angry. Then he trolled the show. Yeah. It's like people take great pride in being good trolls. And there is something to be said for being a good troll. I'm not going to lie. A good troll.
If it makes you laugh and chuckle, you're a part of the show.
Exactly.
But again, that's that filter. Know the difference between something that's lightheartedly going to get us to laugh and it's really good because it fits in with what we're talking about, instead of, I think I can be that guy to unleash my unhappiness on you for 5 minutes. And you know what? We're buddies tomorrow.
Yeah.
We haven't built the relationship yet to be friends so you can do that.
This is random, but on the text line, Cody said, Barry, don't get the cheesy garlic butter spread at Subway. It's terrible.
The cheesy butter what?
Cheesy garlic butter spread. They have some new meatball sub, and they put garlic butter spread on the toast,
okay,
and, or on the bread, and then toast it, and then they put it all on there. He said it was terrible. Here's the problem. So I made this. I got a sub for my wife. I used to get these like pizza kind of subs on a flatbread, mm-hmm, where you get a flatbread and you put, you tell them you want. This is really good. So you know, Nick, if you want to go back to fat boy status, you try this at Subway. But you get the flatbread, and you tell them you want pepperoni and bacon, and then put the shredded cheese on it, toast it. Oh, no, yeah, pepperoni, bacon, shredded cheese, toast it, and then Parmesan and some onion and maybe a little bit of ranch. And it's like a pizza with ranch on it. It's delicious.
Calorically,
it's like a week's worth. He'll be Fat Nick in no time if he ate one. But I did that for my wife, made one for my wife, but this is when they first had the, like, I saw some lady, I was at the Subway, and I saw some lady with the garlic spread. I was like, what is that? She's like, oh, it's this new garlic butter spread we have. I was like, ooh, put that on the flatbread. Well, that doesn't toast. It literally just made it an entire oily mess. It was the worst thing ever. So never put it on that, only bread. But it was gross. So I'm with Cody on this. Avoid the garlic butter. Not Stutes. K-O-D-Y.
Because Stutes is the expert on any kind of fast food sauces.
Listen, if who are you going to trust when it comes to food?
Stutes.
Exactly.
No doubt about it.
I mean, yeah. I have a theory at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably not going to get me a lot of love, but I don't care. I've already had a lot of hate
today. Already started it, yeah.
Like if I'm like at the grocery store and I really don't have a list, just find somebody that looks like they know what they're talking about when it comes to food, if you know what I mean. Just follow them around. Let's get what they get. Usually, you go home with a really good basket of stuff.
It's not
big
nice.
Folks know how to eat.
See?
What?
And you give me a hard time. If I say anything, you're always like, nope, see, I know.
Here's
you're
the
saying
difference.
That because, nope.
You know why? Have I ever gotten upset that somebody called me fat?
No, but I'm talking
about... You can't be hypocritical.
No, I'm talking about how much I loved the fact that our man Stutes actually got involved in the weight loss challenge.
But you make fat jokes about him.
No, I don't.
Nick?
First of all, just learn how to say hypocritical.
But you are absolutely right. And the hypocrisy...
the hypocrisy.
Love that.
Yes. Yeah, you're being hypocritical. As our man Clarence.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Joel's the most sensitive to fat jokes, no doubt.
As opposed to hippo.
But I'm critical. Yeah. Which would be making fun of big people.
Which would be making fun, which I would never do.
Now, no, but you don't like the fat jokes, but then you make
over
them.
That for the most part.
But you made them about like Cody and stuff.
I didn't make it about him. Nick. I gave him full credit because
are you going to let him sit here and
he signed
it's
up
my
for
word
it,
against
and he's
his.
Participating in it and he's in, and a lot of listeners like that.
I it's come to my attention that when I'm not on this show,
it's a fun
especially
show.
At the beginning. Shut up! That's not what I was saying. You didn't just have to say it's a fun show when I'm not here, you jerk. What I'm saying was when Cody fills in, sometimes you would make fun of his weight when the show started.
Okay.
Is that true or false, Nick?
That's true.
Did I hear that with
but
my own ears?
But it was all in fun, and Cody was kind of a good sport about it, and it was all good.
Okay.
So he did. Yeah, I'm saying he did make fun of his weight is what I'm saying.
Okay. So we got that out of the way.
Thank God.
Joel's like, I stopped caring a long
time
ago.
Hope we got
ago.
A winner for this giveaway we just gave for Triple Frontier.
What did Clarence call it? Hypocritical?
I think that's what he said.
It's
hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
See, we're all messing it up today. I said get a come up long. That's not a thing, nor is it a get along. It's not my day. What I'm saying,
guys. I
thought
you were talking about Robert Kraft again.
Come up long. It's been a long 24 hours for me. Things are not going well. I can't
talk. You still have to go and address that situation, right?
I know. Yeah.
You still got your mower in the mud.
And it's probably raining. It's been a bad 2 days for me, all right?
It is. You might have to start with just the top of the seat and the top of the steering wheel.
By the way, something else that's going wrong, I probably shouldn't talk about this right now.
Uh-oh.
And you know what?
But you are anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You can't start and stop and then not do it.
So I'm not a hairy guy, right? I mean, you can look at my arms and see. I don't have much hair.
Right.
I have no chest hair, none. Like, none. I don't know when, but I got hairy nipples, and it's just all of a sudden. Now, I'm not talking about one or two.
Oh, boy.
I looked down. This is yesterday. I looked down and went, oh, my God, where did this hair come from? This was never there before. How is it that I'm 44 and I'm just now getting chest hair?
You're getting old.
Is that what happens? You just
think so.
But I'm not talking about one or two. Like, I'm talking about a lot. All of a sudden, like just out of nowhere. I would have thought I would have noticed this a week ago. How in overnight did that happen?
One day you're going to wake up and there'll be this like really
like,
thin but long hair sticking out of your earlobe.
Oh, no, I already
have to pluck that out.
I already have to pluck my ears.
Thanks to my father, I get those too. That's why I've got the little
nose
trimmer
hairs?
Deal.
Got to trim the nose hairs too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at in my life.
That didn't start 44. For me until my 30s. So.
Oh, yeah, no. Nose hair, ear hair. But I'm like, where did the teat hair come from? Well, that's not right.
Hormonal shift. You've had a hormonal shift.
I'm about to go through menopause. Oh, my gosh. Guys, real quick, I want to tell you about this new app I'm using called Get Upside. It is outstanding. You're going to love this app. You know why you're going to love it? Because it's going to get you cash back on stuff you're already spending money on. And like gas and food. Like you're probably going to get gas this week. Why not get some cash back? Here's what I want you to do, though. When you go to the iTunes store or the Google Play store, look for Get Upside, totally free, download it, and put in promo code Barry. Here's why I want you to use promo code Barry. You're going to get an extra savings on your first fill up when you use the app. And you're only going to get these savings that I'm about to tell you about with the Get Upside apps. Because these companies that are using the app that are part of it, they want your business. They want your money. They want you to come to them and use them, like Wendy's and Burger King and Shell stations. And so they offer you these incentives to use them. And your incentive is you're going to get cash back. It's a win-win, and it doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is make your purchase with a debit or credit card. That's it. Take a picture of your receipt. You're good to go. Why wouldn't you want to save up to 25 cents a gallon at almost 500 gas stations around the city of Houston? Up to 35% cash back at places like Popeyes and Wendy's and Burger King. The Cyclone and I is by my house. I think the other day they had 20% cash back if you went to Cyclone and I's, which I love to eat at, by the way. It's super. Like I said, this is an easy install. 2 minutes. You download Get Upside. You put in promo code Barry because you want that extra savings on gas. You're up and running. It's that easy. When I did it at the gas pump. That's how easy this is. They got a handy little map inside of the application. You just search your area and it'll find you deals and you're up and running and you are saving and getting cash back. It could not be easier. Guys, make sure you download Get Upside. Make sure you put in promo code Barry to get that extra savings. And when you do it, make sure you thank me later. And listen, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 60 seconds. More of the usual suspects right after this.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday as we are rolling around in the final hour of the show, after Barry was rolling around in the mud this weekend.
So four hairs exactly, right, is what you have in the middle of
your day. Fourhairs.him.
Yeah, so no, around the areola, lots and lots, like I'm Italian. In the
What's
middle,
that got to do with anything?
Italians are hairy people.
You just labeled an entire... Yeah,
no. Sure did.
Yeah.
Do you guys...
Is Granato hairy?
Well, not up top, but everywhere else he is.
I don't know. How do you know he's got a hairy chest? No one's ever seen him.
Look
like
at
that.
His. You can just see by his arms. Italians are notorious for being hairy. How is this news to you guys? Have you been living on a different planet? How is that news to you guys?
I don't know that I would label an entire.
There was a whole stereotype about Italian guys' chest hair coming up out of a turtleneck that went on for years. Like the Italian guys with the suits in the 70s and the open chest. And how have you missed this?
Saturday Night Fever.
You check out Italians. That's cool.
You guys lack culture and stereotypes.
Wait a minute, mister. Is he ripped?
I was just about to say.
Yeah, really?
I'm going to ask you.
You're gonna do that. I bet you know how much Clint Capella has on his chest, how much hair, huh? Don't you?
He looks like a 12-year-old.
Clint Capella?
Yeah, I don't think he has a hair on his body.
That's not nice. That's not the scouting report we needed.
I'm just saying.
No, but for some reason, in the last week, my chest decided it wanted to be a man. So I have four hairs in the middle of my chest. Four. Yes, you can count them on one hand. Four.
Well, and now you need some...
Do you just break out in a sweat now? Every now and again?
I'm at the point... Yeah, I'm not going through menopause.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I'm at the point where I have to decide, am I going to pluck these four hairs or am I going to see if we can form some sort of, you know...
Perhaps some of the ladies could give you advice on how to, like, wax it or pluck it or...
Oh, don't think. Do not think for one second that if this whole deal comes through with the cool sculpting and the hair removal, I'll get my chest laser hair removed. I will absolutely
do that. Will
there
be a before and after picture that you'll tweet out?
Of my widow's peak, there will. Not of my teats, no.
Well, then what's the point?
No.
I don't have to do that because I got the mother plucker at home. Because Lisa loves
She'll pluck
that.
Your hairs?
And like unexpectedly, we'll both be laying on the couch watching TV. And she'll, you know, turn around and look and she'll go, oh, babe. And before I can even say, what are you doing or what are you looking at? She goes, got it. And I'm like, did you just pull out an ear hair on me?
It hurts.
I'm like, She goes, lady, women, we do it all the time. See, eyebrows, they go, I'm not you. Don't do that.
That is how you know women are tougher than men, though. Man, that it like it'll make my eyes water. Like if I'll like pluck a nose hair.
Oh yeah.
You don't deal with that yet, do you?
That's a stinger.
No,
your balls like, just dropped.
There's you're a still... machine like that you can use that don't have to, you don't have to go through that. Bro.
Oh, the little
yeah,
the
you one really that... don't have to go.
No,
through
No, I have one of those.
I have.
But sometimes you're on the road and you just notice and you boink. Oh, that's like when somebody punches you in the nose. You're on your the eyes road. Water. You're like, I'm not crying. You're crying. Yeah.
So why are you worried about people?
Because I don't take a nose hair trimmer with me while I'm on the road. No. You thought I meant driving?
Like while you're driving, you're sticking your finger in your nose.
On the road for comedy. If I'm sitting in a hotel, yeah, I make sure when I pack, I'm like, let's see, keys, wallet, credit card, nose hair trimmer. Yeah, that's the list that I make when I travel.
Yeah, just saying.
Get out of here.
I use the
oh, hating ass Nick and hating ass Kevin.
I don't, the nose hair, I just get an occasional straggler.
Yeah.
But I can get the tumbleweeds in my ears if I'm not careful.
They do.
So I keep that trimmer in the car. And while I'm driving.
You do it while you're driving?
Oh, yeah.
You're
absolutely.
Serious.
I'm saving time.
Oh, my God.
I thought your car was spotless, Joel.
It is.
Not yeah. really.
Come yes, to find out.
Cutting ear hairs and throwing it all over the place.
Oh, Lord.
No.
You get in the car, you're nose like, bro, hairs. You must have five dogs with all this dog hair on the seats. No, that's nose hair. What? Like it.
Not like that.
Looks like a German Shepherd was in here.
I'm bringing
disposable
covers.
I got a towel in the car too, so you put the
your
towel
seats from now on.
You put plastic. The towel on, and the minute you're done, you just kind of.
What?
Oh yeah.
You do that in the car?
Heck yeah. While I'm driving, I'm multitasking. Why not?
Oh my God. I feel like it would be safer if you would text.
Oh, stop it.
You're trimming your ear hair and your nose hair while you're driving.
Yes.
How are you seeing? How are you able to see what you're doing?
I don't have to see it. It's one of those, the ear hair trimmer has like a guard on it. You're not going to cut yourself with it.
I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
And then
right.
just like at the barbershop, if you have the towel and you wet the piece of the towel and you go in, it gets all the loose hair up on the towel, shake the towel out, I'm done.
I don't know if that sounds
I'm just telling you, like, welcome to Joel's Mobile Barbershop. I can get it done very quickly while I'm driving.
Anytime we go somewhere as a show, we're not taking his car. We can ride in my car or your car, but we're definitely not taking the ear hair mobile.
Hold up, hold
the
up.
Chia mobile.
Hold
we're
up,
definitely
Mr.
not
clean. Are you saying that your car's spotless on the inside?
Mine? It's not spotless, but there's no nose hairs.
I don't have nose hairs either. You're right.
As you say, mine just smells like fast food and shame.
So. Oh, you live in your car.
Yeah, you do. Barefooted, yeah. Driving
there,
with.
There's like a damn dorm room in your car.
Don't you drive with your shoes off?
No.
I thought you said on your comedy
you gave
trips
me that
you do.
Tip. You gave me yeah, that so tip to keep me up, but I don't do it all the time, just if okay. I'm really sleepy.
All right. And then you just...
No, my car is just... It, you know, there's fast food crumbs.
The tip to keep you up,
it.
Huh?
Yeah. What does that mean?
You didn't know that?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Now you're acting like a listener.
Oh, I see
you're
what
literally...
He did.
You're like Nick on 290. You're just being childish.
Well, the reason is because you've been upset the entire
down,
show.
Bang! Barry drills it.
And you're so mad right now.
Why am I mad?
That we might as well just add fuel to the fire.
I'm not mad.
For the last 23 minutes of the show.
I'm not mad at all. I'm more stunned than anything that he trims his nose hair while he drives.
I'm not ashamed
I'm
of
just,
that.
I'm flabbergasted.
What's wrong
by your
with
lack
that?
Of safety.
Oh, stop it. On the highway? Come on. Nope. I have no problem.
Somebody
doing
wanted
it.
To know what's the best website to buy concert tickets for the rodeo. Wouldn't that be the rodeo website?
No, because all the concerts are basically sold out, or a lot of the most popular ones. Yeah, so there's the secondary marketplace.
Oh.
Unlike NBA, where they have the secondary websites where you can NBA tickets,
right.
Tix.com.
The Johnsons got tickets to the
yeah.
game?
Yeah.
How did they get tickets to the rodeo?
I hate that commercial.
I know. It's annoying.
And you know when I work for the
Rockets?
It's
like, you dumbass, you never heard of the internet?
So on the Rockets radio broadcast, the NBA used to get a certain amount of their own spots, inventory that they could use for their own promotionals, like that spot you're talking about. Lazy-ass NBA, with all that money and all the production at their fingertips, would take the audio off of that TV commercial and just play that as a spot on the radio. And it was so annoying.
Really?
Part of it, you can't see the family's reaction and
right.
the kid's disappointment not going to the game at first and all the different and I'm going, couldn't you just reenact that more accurately with a new radio spot, which takes all of about 5 minutes?
Yeah. There are a few commercials that run on our station that were like that too.
Yeah.
Where they were TV spots you could tell. I don't think they run anymore. I think all of our inventory is now like filled up, sold, and all that. But at one point, I remember hearing a commercial like, I know this is word for word what it was on TV. That can't be great. What happened? What was that face you're making?
I'm just laughing about this because I just realized how effective I think your way downtown bang was.
You just got a private message.
No.
Tweet.
No. I just know they're listening.
Yeah. I figured. That's good.
Oh, boy, we got a mower in the mud, and we've got all kinds of fun on a Monday here on The Usual Suspects. We gave away two tickets to Triple Frontier, that Ben Affleck screening that's coming up at the Studio Movie Grill. So
yeah,
you had your chance to get in on that, and that's the way we like to do things.
Hey, a little here. Baseball talk before we get out for the next break, because I know we got to go in a couple minutes here. But I saw where the Yanks signed Hicks to a 7-year, $70 million extension. Sounds like a lot. That's a good deal.
Bargain deal. Yeah. Did I? I think it's a freaking bargain deal. Okay, whether I...
This show has been off the hook today. Oh, my God. It's been great.
It's a freaking bargain deal.
Yeah, there you go. But 7 years, 70 mil. 10 mil a year for a guy that was probably could have gotten 15 to 17 on the open
you
market.
You and I were talking about this. I think Michael Brantley, but younger with more pop.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. He's... I think he's definitely worth $10 million a year. I think the Yankees got a pretty good hometown discount with him.
Yeah, and I don't. You know what? I don't know if that's the agent doing this or not. But when you're dealing with the Yankees and you know what they like to, how they like to overspend, and you know it's New York. Do you really want to give them a deal like that? Because they're not worried about any luck, you know, going overspending or anything like that. More times than not, their contracts are overspending. Why wouldn't you go get that? They didn't give Giancarlo Stanton a deal when they traded and took that contract on.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. You feel like he's settled. I mean, you feel like...
Absolutely.
But maybe he just wants to be a part of the Yankees. I don't know. I don't know what it is with the hometown discount or whatnot. But they got a hell of a deal on a guy that looks like he could be... and getting better. I mean,
how old is he?
28, 29?
Yeah, see, that's right in the wheelhouse of his career.
Yeah, he's going to get better. He'll have a better year next year, or this coming year, I believe.
Especially with the bats around him.
Yeah.
Because he's got bats to protect him in the lineup. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. Then we're going to turn it over to Aaron, Fred, AJ, The Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. Before we get to that, though, I do want to tell you about the good people that I know at Fitz Roofing, because Fitz Roofing is a great, great company here locally in the Houston area. And the reason why I say that is because I know all the pain that you guys have gone through in the middle of hurricanes and all the different problems that you've had. Well, let me tell you something. Fitz Roofing is the place to go. They're going to give you a longer warranty than your average roofer. They use CertainTeed Select Shingles, which not many people do because they're the best, and they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. Call them up. I'm telling you right now, if you go FITZRoofing.com or you call 832-521-3001, you get a free no-obligation inspection, and they're going to take care of you because they're locally owned and operated, and they're dedicated to the community. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Give them a call. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, back. Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Really appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride on a Monday. Do want to give a shout-out to the good people at Infuse Energy, Josh Pesikoff and his staff. I'm telling you, they do a fantastic job. If you're here in the Houston area and you're looking for a company to take care of all of your energy needs, whether it be for business or for your family, look no further than Infuse Energy. I know because I switched. I switched almost 2 years ago, and the thousands of dollars that they've saved me on my energy bills has been so appreciated, and they've been so great about it. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, and you get a $25 bill credit, and then they go from there. They ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to find the best rate and the best possible deal they can get you. And they want to be honest 100% of the time. That means in the rare occasions that there's competition out there fighting for your business that has a better rate, they're going to let you know. It's hard for them to do that, but they want to do that because maybe you don't go with them this time, but you'll remember that they were honest, so you come back to them later because it's like a trusted friend. You know that you want to go where you can trust the people that you're dealing with when you're dealing with things for you and your expenses. They're fantastic. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips and affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Whether you reach them online at infuseenergy.com or you call them by the phone, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Either way and anyway, they are going to take care of you and you should infuse energy into your life.
Yeah, you should. Better get on that.
That too. So, final segment of the show. We covered a lot of ground today. We got to a lot of sportsy stuff. We got to the fact that, what are you going to do now if it's raining and you get home and that mower is sinking like the Titanic?
It's just going to sit there. Somebody recommended kitty litter. I had not heard that, but they said throw kitty litter around the tires and that'll help a little bit. I don't know how
much. Well, it will a little for traction, but again, if there's nothing underneath the kitty litter to get...
Well, so what I'll probably do, I don't have the same problem that I have with my car where I couldn't get any boards under there. So I can just run to, like, because I'm going to go try to find a get along. I know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go try to find a come along. All right, we'll do this third time. I'm going to go to Home Depot and get a come along and try to use that. But I'll probably, while I'm there, pick up a couple of boards just to keep in the garage for future use. So, yeah, you know what? And if I can't get it unstuck, I'll just put a tarp over it, and it'll just stay there till it dries up.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is
July, it'll be so hot, it'll get out then.
I didn't see any rain in the forecast till tomorrow, but the fact that it's been raining now really screws you.
Which is why I didn't cover it last night, because I was like, ah. And this morning, I was like, I ain't got to worry about it. This will be, it's not going to rain till tomorrow. I'll get it out tonight, because a couple of neighbors were like, hey, if you need help after work, let me know. I'll bring my four-wheeler by. Or the same guy offered to come back and get the mower unstuck. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to worry about it.
But you better you better get it done tonight if you can, just because the rest of the week looks like it's going to be nothing but
the whole
swamp
week,
weather.
Great.
Yeah.
That's absolutely great.
Well, that's exactly, I mean, at least that's what I saw in the news this morning.
So. Oh, that's not good news. Oh, well.
It happens.
Can someone, so maybe you guys know this, but apparently R. Kelly can't get out of jail because they don't have the money?
Yep.
Is that true?
It is true.
So he can't make bail?
So he
it's
is
a $1 million, which I was shocked that he couldn't make.
But that's not his, what he has to pay. He has to pay $100K of that then. Like if your bail's at $10,000, it's like what, $1,000?
I don't know if that's
pay
the case.
10%?
And, I mean, you make I've heard of that, but I thought it was $1 million bond. So if he can't even make $100,000, that's even worse.
Which is why I was like, because I thought I had heard a million, but I didn't know if that was the 1% or if that was what the bail or bond was set at. And you got to come up with 10% of that.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that sounds accurate.
Wow.
But
R. Kelly can't come up with $100K.
According to TheGuardian.com, a judge on Saturday set bond at $1 million, requiring the Grammy-winning singer to pay 10%.
Yeah, so $100K, and he can't come up with that. Wow,
now,
that's
part
a
of
new
this,
low.
Part of this is a strategy with the legal team, too, because they're trying to avoid any kind of lawsuits and everything else by saying, if you want to try and sue him and make it a civil suit too, we don't have the cake. Therefore, I can't. Because they part of that also was that he's late on all the rent for his studio and the place, his place
really?
In Chicago.
Really? Yeah. So they're, what a bunch of conniving jerks.
In the meantime, he's
I
in
hope
a jail
his
cell.
Rots in
I was,
there.
But I was going to say, if he ain't in solitary confinement or
gym,
isolated.
Out there in gym pop.
Ooh, boy. There's a lot of people that are going to make him pay a little bit more than anything he may in the legal system.
Yeah, well, that's the rumor that goes on in prison. I've always heard that. They don't take kindly to child molesters.
Absolutely right.
Allegedly.
That's what I've heard as well. And, you know, if they handle the law their own way, you don't want, no matter how much you think your lawyer is saving you from getting sued and losing a whole lot of money long term, you're losing a whole lot more than that. Possibly your life.
Yeah, you are.
On the on the same website, it said among the conditions of release is that Kelly have no contact with females younger than 18. What do y'all think about that? I don't think he should have contact with females, period.
Well, now the last time, and you remember this from the documentary, the last time that all this went down, part of the court hearings that he was going through at the time in Chicago said that he had to stay away from young children. Right. And right after he got out, he went over to a church where and performed with a whole bunch of kids all around, male and female. And no one said anything, and they didn't enforce it.
Not a word. So I don't understand. It's to me, this is one of the most baffling cases in a really long time in this country. That you feel like it's, you know what it reminds me of? When the Harvey Weinstein, whatever, when that broke, people were like, oh yeah, that's been a rumor for years that he was like that. No one ever said anything because everybody was worried they wouldn't get work in Hollywood. But we've all known these allegations existed and we've all pretty much felt them to be true. What? And the same thing is true about R. Kelly, but no one does anything about it. Sometimes I'm just like, wow, I would have never been ballsy enough to think I could get away with stuff like that, but he apparently thinks he's untouchable. And so far, he has been.
That's why I think, give credit to the documentary, because I don't think any of this happens without the documentary and the way that they were able to shed so much light on it so they could bring it back into the forefront of the public and the media and get this done, if they do indeed get it done. But you're right, the invincibility factor is something that really, really was disturbing, because he just felt like between his staff and the people working around him and with him, it was all about protect R. Kelly, pay off the people, take care of what needs to be taken care of. Because if I'm a parent of one of those girls and you're going to tell me, not even for 24 hours, but for weeks to years on end, I'm not going to see my daughter, talk to my daughter, mm-mm, and you're going to see her and talk to her and have... No, that ain't happening.
No, I'm coming in there.
I was going to say, they're a little
bit... There may be weapons involved. Yep, I don't know.
They're a little bit more laid back than I would have been, because that's a whole different level. That's right.
Yeah, that's my kid. There may be weapons involved.
Yeah, and I watched it in the documentary where the parents were just like standing outside the house hoping to get a glimpse of their daughter and knowing she was inside. And
it's ridiculous.
And the police come and going, yeah, there's really nothing we can do. No, I put it to you mildly. Either you can do it or I'm going to do it my way, and you don't want to see that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
somebody said use a car jack to lift the wheel up one at a time on my mower. Put a board under it and then go. Well, the problem is, as soon as I put the jack and start to try to lift, it's going to sink.
It's going to sink right on the other side.
I would think so.
Yeah.
No, it'll sink. The jack will sink into the mud.
Oh, that too.
Because it's just mud.
That's true.
There's no dirt. There's no grass. It's literally just weeds and mud. That's it. It's not going to be, I don't know. Hopefully.
Sounds like Nick's yard.
Nick's probably, it probably is. Thousands of tumbleweeds in his dead ass grass. I know it. I know you do. By the way, I know we got to get out of here pretty quick. I missed it. What the hell was up with the Ja Rule thing? Because you watched the All-Star game, right?
No, this was in Milwaukee for a halftime show. This was a halftime show at a Bucks game. Yeah.
For some reason,
he comes out.
Why is he doing a halftime show?
Evidently,
just some random
after the Fyre Festival and everything else, he needs to recoup some cash. So he went out there, and evidently, it was just him. So, you know, all the music is pre-recorded on tape and everything like that.
Oh, no.
And
he lip-syncs?
I don't know if he's lip syncing, but he needs the music in order to get into his cuts.
Oh, yeah,
right?
yeah.
And he goes and starts getting ready to, y'all ready? Y'all ready? And you know what?
Nobody's ready.
And he's like, oh, I guess not.
Sanchez, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading up. Look, 1 second. I'm loading up.
Are we ready?
You didn't give me time. You can hear the guy go, you didn't give me time to load up. That's hilarious. Dumbass Ja Rule. Messed it up again.
What's worse than
Who
that?
Are you doing Bucks games?
There were 3.5 minutes left in his allotted time. Giannis Antetokounmpo comes out, starts warming up, and he's still on the mid-court trying to perform. People are spending more time watching Giannis warm up at one end of the court than watching Ja Rule.
Ja Rule's a disaster.
And so he comes out, and everybody's calling him out on Twitter and everything like that about how bad it was and everything like that. And the Minnesota Timberwolves Twitter account took a shot at him, and he tried to do the whole jinx thing like Harden had with...
like, I'm a god.
Yeah. Basically, he said...
Isn't it the Bucks' fault? I mean, the audio guy sucked.
Yeah. So
basically, what happened, he didn't...
Well, but you say that, but normally on any halftime act, right, about 2.5 hours to 2 hours before the game, they have rehearsals, just like the anthem singer. So you have rehearsals to get the music right, the cues set up, everything. So there's a walkthrough or two. So at some point, I don't know if it's his equipment or his dude or something fell through the cracks. Maybe they didn't do the rehearsal.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you would hear like these weird horn sounds throughout, and he was off. He was like off beat. Like, listen.
Milwaukee! Woo! Come on.
Everybody that be living it up.
What?
What? That's awful.
To everybody that be living it up.
That is said. Awful. Wow.
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
He sounds hungover.
That is awful, man.
Yeah, it was just not a good performance. I actually, there's probably combined blame that deserves to be placed on the production people and on Ja Rule.
Yeah.
But obviously Ja Rule got the most of it.
Wow. Well, and I told you guys that if you do that and do it right on the halftime tour,
yeah,
you can make some cash because every team in the league will take you one time for a home game and you can make some cash no matter what you're getting paid.
Just throw some plates on your head.
You screw that up one time and your players come out early to shoot and ignore you, yep. Probably not going to get asked back anywhere else.
Yep.
All right, we appreciate you guys on a Monday. We're going to be here the rest of the week. Hopefully so will you. So make sure you tune us in 1 to 4 Monday through Friday right here on ESPN 97.5. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN. 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.